Hey, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 4th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Jasper Hugo Patrick Jackson. I'm from Leeds, and I'm 19 years old.
And how are you today?
Pretty scared, but it's going to be awesome.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, my mum's really into lots of art and things, and she basically badgered me to have a go and sign up. So I thought, hey, it could be interesting. I probably won't get on. I may as well sign up anyway. And then I signed up and thought, well, I'm on. I'd better do something interesting. So that's what I'm going to try and do.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was pretty happy because it's a sort of being chosen for something is always sort of a nice feeling. So that was the, well, hey, I got in kind of thing. But then there's obviously the worry that I'm going to be standing on a big pillar in front of lots of people, which is going to be an interesting experience.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Yes, well, I figured that rather than standing on top of it and like lots of people just going, I don't know what I'm doing, and sort of wandering around for an hour, just with the benefit of being on camera, etc., I thought I'd better as well try and use it for something. So I thought it was a really good opportunity to try and raise some money for charity. So I've contacted Amnesty International and some friends, and via the Just Giving website, I've got some people to give me a donation, and alongside the donation, tell me something they'd like me to do. So I've got a list of various rather silly activities, such as singing songs, trying to do hopscotch, and even wearing a dress that I'm going to do on the plinth to sort of recognise these donations. And I think, not including gift aid, I've earned about £340 so far, which is quite good. And then with the gift aid, it's probably over £400.
So your affiliation with Amnesty, have you already done work for them? Or?
Nope. I mean, I've always thought it's a good charity. They do lots of good things, and I've followed what they've done. I just thought I need to raise some money for someone. Amnesty would be a good choice. So I've contacted them. They got very excited that someone would print for them. Again, I think they've had 3 or 4. And they gave me a big cardboard t-shirt, which I'm going to wear, and give me some information. And I'm going to say something about that as well up there. And yeah.
So are you just trying to raise money for the charity in general, or a particular cause that they're lobbying for?
I'm raising money for the charity in general. I mean, the thing I'm talking about for them is the names of two people, one of whom was shot for selling left-wing magazines in Turkey illegally, and there's a big court case about that coming up in October. And the other one was someone who was lobbying to protest his arrest and shooting, and he was beaten by police and arrested, and then beaten further by prison guards, and within 3 or 4 weeks he died. And I think there's 60 state officials on trial for that, and the sort of schedule for all these things is coming up in October. So Amnesty is doing a big drive for that at the moment. So although I'm not raising money for that specifically, I'm going to raise the profile as much as I can off that.
So what are your expectations for your hour?
I honestly don't really have many, because it's not really similar to anything I've done before. Because I mean, I'm basically going to go up there, do the things I've said I'm going to do, hopefully get some friends to join in, because I've got various friends who have and relatives who have decided to come along and support me / laugh at me. So see if I can get them to maybe join in some songs, or so do all the things I've got to do, and then hopefully not end up with 40 minutes to fill with something. I would try and sing, but it would be horrible for everyone.
So have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
I have got lots of people watching. I've got my friends Ginny, I think Lisa, Anthony and Julie. Some of their friends are coming. My cousin, or sort of cousin, I forget the precise relation, Paddy, was going to come. My aunt Dee, my aunt Noelle. So I've got a fair few people coming along to have a look.
Can I get you to talk a little bit about yourself? Kind of where you're from, what you do?
Right. As I said, I'm 19. I come from Leeds, so I've originally lived in London, moved about a bit. I'm now at university studying physics and philosophy in a sort of combined arts or combined sciences kind of course at Durham University. I'm about to go into my second year. After that, I'm not sure. I may try and do a PGCE and go into teaching. I may try and go into research, get a doctorate. I'm just going to see where that takes me.
So what are your passions in life?
I'm certainly very interested in charity. It's a good thing to help people less fortunate yourself. The world is not a fair place, quite blatantly, but it would be better if it was. So I think it's part of our responsibility to try and make that the case. I'm very interested in music. I like more sort of alternative things like metal, but I listen to all sorts. I listen to some pop, some jazz, a bit of R&B. So yeah, music, charity, I like film. I'm fairly average, really.
So how has your first 2 years been at Durham?
It's been my first year. I'm going into my second. It's been really fun. Durham's a really good place to be at uni because it obviously depends what you want, but it's a really small town. So you can quite literally walk down many of the central streets and say, I know him, I know her. And you really do get a great sense of community. And also because it's a collegiate university, you get, rather than the sort of first year being several thousand people, well, the first year is several thousand people. The first year of my college is about 180 people. So I essentially know that group of people fairly well.
Okay.
So it's really good in that way.
Okay.
And then, of course, the course itself is really interesting because physics is cool.
Okay. So it's physics and philosophy. But do you give more weight to the physics side?
Yes. When I applied, I wasn't entirely sure what I was going for. I applied to various places for physics and philosophy courses where they were offered. Another place I applied straight physics. At Durham, I applied for natural sciences, which is the sort of cover all of all the science degree programmes, and you can pick models from various types. First year, I did, because I wasn't sure whether I was going to change to physics in second year, I did essentially the physics options, and then for my option module, I chose philosophy. But this year, I'm assigning a little bit more weight to philosophy, so it's a sort of 60-40 split physics to philosophy. And then from this, I don't know. I might increase physics again. I might try and make it a bit more of a joint honours. I don't know.
What was your childhood like? You said you lived in London for a while.
Yeah. I lived in London for a while. I was essentially born in London and lived there for a bit over a year. I don't remember it terribly much. All I've seen is several billion silly baby photos. Then moved up to near Nottingham with my dad's work and my parents. I lived there till I was about seven. And then from there, I moved to Leeds. So, I don't know, I've had a pretty happy childhood. My mum didn't work when I was younger, so lots of bounds of contact and stuff like that. And then I've grown up, been to school, done GCSEs, A-levels, and going to university and see where life takes me.
So, with your life, you said you possibly want to go into teaching. Is that something you've always been interested in?
I'm not entirely sure when I started being interested in teaching. I mean, I've always sort of liked showing people, helping people to do things, and it just appeals to me as it's something that's, you're doing something worthwhile. You're not working to earn some faceless people who you don't know more money than they already have. You're doing something in the world that's worthwhile. You're helping kids get grades, get understanding, and yeah, it just feels something that's worthwhile and worth doing, unlike many jobs.
Could I just take you back to this, your hour? Have you been following the project so far?
I've watched some. I've not watched them religiously because lots of them tend to just sit on the plinth and not do a great deal. But I don't know. I mean, there have been several interesting ones. There was the guy dressed as a Pink Panther yesterday, or might have been the day before. There was, I think, there's been three or four people who just went around naked for fun. There was a guy dressed up in sort of a tweed jacket and stuff, reading a newspaper. So there's some people who've done some really, really inventive things. There's obviously been some activism and stuff like that. So it seems people have, I don't know, I think in general people have tried to make an effort and do something interesting. And it makes it an interesting piece of art because of that. but also the people who aren't doing anything in particular. Just being able to, I think that's also in the spirit of the project, because obviously Anthony Gormley is trying to get a snapshot of the UK. The people on the plinth are divided specifically according to gender, age, and geographical location, I seem to remember. So, and the fact that some people who just do what they would usually do sort of gives that same sort of spread. Some people doing the interesting things, some people just, as I said, doing what they usually do. And you get, it fulfills the sort of spirit of the project in giving a snapshot of everyone.
And how do you as an individual think you'll kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
I didn't sign up particularly to contribute to the project. I mean, obviously, artwork's a good thing, but I saw it much more as an opportunity to do something very worthwhile and raising money for charity. But, I don't know, I suppose I will contribute to the project by showing that some people are interested in charity and showing that part of the culture of the country.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of. Hello, thank you to all the people who are supporting me and stuff.